I mean, this is my first spring because I came over the summer, but day one, it was good. We were executing on both sides of the ball. I mean, coach had a great game plan for first install. Defensive side of the ball was doing an awesome job, and we just loved the energy out here, and it was a great, great day one.
Nate, Cam is obviously out this spring. There's a lot more reps to be had. How big of an opportunity is this to show more of what you can do?
It's a big opportunity for not just for me, but for everyone. I mean, it's spring ball. It's especially for the new guys here as well. On both sides of the ball, it's really trying to show what you can do day one, and just got to be executing plays day in and day out.
For you, what do you feel like you need to do during the spring to kind of separate yourself from others?
Really just execution. I mean, again, on offense, we've got to execute our plays. We've got to execute on and off the field as well. Same thing with defense. We've got to execute plays. I mean, it's day one, so if stuff goes wrong, you just got to shake it off, go on to the next play. But pretty much you just got to fly around and make plays.
We've seen you, obviously, in games being able to run off the edge or have different options that way, but we haven't really gotten to see you as a passer. I mean, what do you bring in that game that you feel like gives you a leg up against your competition?
Accuracy is the main thing in the QB room. So accuracy all around and making the right decisions. I mean, coach, again, has a good game plan for first day of install, and accuracy is really our main key.
Nate, there's a picture of you at the end of the Rose Bowl staring off into the Penn State huddle, right? Rain falling. Do you remember what you were thinking at that moment as that game ended?
I don't recall. I do remember. I was just thinking, I mean, you know, game didn't go our way. Again, you win some, you lose some. I mean, when Cam went down, I mean, the energy kind of went down a little bit. But, I mean, that doesn't – either way, if Cam goes down, that doesn't mean you should bring the energy down. I mean, defense, they were flying around making plays first half. I mean, there are some plays here and there that had gone wrong. But really, it's just our game didn't go our way, and just got to move on.
As a young guy, to get that experience, going to a Rose Bowl, seeing what that's like, how much more motivation does that provide for you to want to get back to a point like that?
Really was motivating actually for everyone. I mean, after coming off of that, it was really motivated everyone coming to spring, flying around, energy. And, I mean, Rose Bowl didn't go our way, but just got to, again, shake it off, and came today. Both sides of the ball was flying around, loved the energy.
Kyle talked about this spring, especially finding out you and Brandon kind of who can separate themselves or at least maybe make the progress going into fall. What is your relationship with Brandon, and like how does that work as you guys go into this competition?
Me and B-Rose's relationship is really good. I mean, all of our quarterbacks in there, relationship's good. Learning from Cam, learning from Bryson, learning from Coach Ludd as well. I mean, our relationship is strong, and again, flew around and made plays today.
When you talk about Cam and his leadership, I mean, how much does that help to have somebody out there knowing that he can see it in a different level and kind of give you that? What does he do to help that?
Brings the energy. I mean, when he went down, he was gone for a while. I mean, we all missed his speeches, and came back, was giving speeches, and it just, we love the way he's a leader. He's a big leader on and off the field, and just having Cam in the room, having Cam on the field, just he's a great leader, and it's a great guy to look up to.
Coach, we talked about this is kind of a reward after 8 weeks of winter conditioning. Is that how you kind of see this, like finally get on the field and actually do something football-wise?
Yeah, that's how we all see it. I mean, we was all making countdowns when the first day of spring came along. So, but after that conditioning, got everyone pumped, and then spring ball, everyone's been waiting for day one spring ball, and it's finally here.
How many games have you made in the weight room? Like, right now, probably like 287. Put on weight, lost weight.
Put on some weight. I mean, it's getting there. It's getting there.
So I know it's day one, but what have you seen from Mac Howard so far in his short tenure here in the program?
He's learning a lot. I mean, he's picking up and putting down on what coach is saying in the meeting room, what Cam's telling him, what we're telling him. I mean, he's picking it up and putting it down really, really fast. I mean, obviously, he still has a lot to learn because this is a complex offense you got to learn. So, I mean, he's picking it up and putting it down really good. I can't wait to see what it's like for him in the future.
Over the offseason, I guess it's still offseason, but there's a lot of talk that Andy was going to be leaving this program maybe to Notre Dame. What does it mean just to be able to have Andy in this program for you personally?
It really means a lot. I mean, he's one of the best offensive coordinators here in the country. So learning from him, learning from Cam, and just learning from the best, really, it's a pleasure playing for Coach Ludd.